On this November the 2nd, 2019, here from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, I'm John Coleman, the man standing next to Lucy Coleman, who is dressed in that beautiful, beautiful outfit of yellow and black and white. I watched her as she sewed each of the garments, even the piece that is wrapped around her beautiful, beautiful hair. And she was so elated with the pattern that a few years later, after my second born was born, she made a dress outfit for each of them. Lucy was more than a seamstress. She was one that could, I'm having difficulty working around the office. I wish she were here because she would help me trash everything that needed to be trashed. But I want you to notice something about this picture here. And I thought that I'd do it this way because I have a history. And even with the blowing of the tie on my chest, look at that flat stomach. I wasn't a fat boy. No, I wasn't. I was a very handsome, articulate, dashingly beautiful black man that loved that Filipino woman that grew me up as a man. And for Delia, my firstborn, you see that look on her face? She wears it with pride. She yet looks that way when she's unfamiliar with things. She stares at it. She glares at it till it comes home. She is so much of her mother's child. Now, this picture is a very interesting picture because it not only, as I pointed out, it not only depicts me standing on the back church lot where that building is now, and the space where Lucy and I are standing would be the, no, we would be down about 6 or 7 feet because they would have dug an underground driveway for the new set of condos where that building stood. So that building is no longer there. The car behind me was my pastor's car, James B. Stanley's car, and of course everyone knew because he had the church built that that was his parking space. If the lot were filled, no one was to be parked in that space because that was his space. And this looks like the sermon had just ended. The way the sun is setting, it looks like it's about 1 or 2 o'clock. And so we were leaving the church. I'm not sure whether or not I was a deacon. I could have been. Yes, I could have been a deacon. But I was not ordained to be a pastor as of yet. I think this is an ideal picture of what marriage looks like. Every Sunday when I had the girls with me, Leslie also, I had that look. Look at that look on my face. I'm looking at it right now as I do this thing. Man, that was a sure look of determination, wasn't it? I mean, I think we had a little... You see, Delia was born in 69, and I think I had just purchased the brand new Toyota 4-door. Or was it a 2-door? Corona, a 2-door Corona. Yes. I remember that. Was I happy? Of course I was. There was no other way for me to live. A lot of people tell me, they say, John, didn't you know how dashingly handsome you were? No, I saw myself as a Sidney Poitier type, but nothing special. When I look back, I look back at that picture and I'm thinking decades ago. The conversations that I have with people today are all premised on the fact that yesterday I grew up. Yesterday, I was having a conversation with a young man, 22 years old, not 3 days ago. And he told me that he wanted to marry and have children. I intriguing. I said, why do I intrigue you? He says, because you're connected with the LGBT, but look at you. Yes, that's right. That was me back then when there was no LGBT. I followed suit like everyone did. If you wanted to achieve in this world, you married, you fathered children. At that time, I think, let me think again, 69, 70, 71. Yes, I believe I was a traffic officer then for the city of LA. And so my career, I had just gotten back into night school, going to East LA Junior College, finishing up my AA degree. That's what I was doing back then. Did I have friends out on the streets? No. When I married my best friend, Lucy, I dropped all of my other friends. There was no need to have all those other friends the way I had after I met the woman that I so madly fell in love with. And I must say this, even as a gay man, I'm madly in love with that Filipino woman. She was just the perfect woman for me. 5'11". Oh, yes. Her hair, she had it rolled up and she had it cut by then. She was experimenting in her tapestry with making clothes and keeping a house clean and doing all that because I did not want her to work. She went to work after both of the girls, both started attending junior high. That's when I allowed my wife to go back to work. She asked me, could she go back to work earlier? And I recall I told her, no. I need you home raising the girls because it's getting wicked in these streets, and I want my girls to have a safe haven, a chance. I remember when Delia was a little girl, and everybody, yeah, this was, you know what? I think this was an Easter Sunday. Because I'm looking at the dress that Delia had on, and Lucy didn't make that. She bought that. She did experiment in buying clothes off of the rack, but she was a far better seamstress than any make company or Broadway store could ever contrive. She loved Pastor Stanley and his wife, Minnie. They are all three gone. The only ones left are me and my daughter. My daughter is 50 years old, and I'm now 75. So that lets you know how old I was. Okay? I was about 26. I was about 27 years old when this picture was taken. About 26, 27, somewhere in there. That's where I was. looking at me holding my little girl. She was born in 1969. So I know that she was about walking about 1970. Leslie was born about a year after this picture was taken. So I'm right on the way of being fatherhood. This young man told me that he wanted to marry and carry about a wife like me. And he's gay, or of the LGBT community. And I said, that's a fine thing, son. That's a fine thing. I said, but when I was a young man, albeit gay, I knew what I had to do. And it changed the entire way that my life was lived. I could never, ever participate in an LGBT lifestyle without undertaking the fact that I missed out on one of the greatest, and I don't want to get choked up about this, but watching this picture brings me to this point, that I participated in one of the greatest schemes or plans that God ever put forth. That a man should love his wife and through the love that a man can have. It's easy for me to go out and get somebody to lie with another Filipino girl. But that would not be the kind of man I was. Or should I say the kind of man I am? Because when I look at this picture, I am the same man. Though life, though decades, through pressure, has changed me. I had no other option but to change if I'm going to continue in this life without her by my side. No other woman could ever fulfill that, because I'm not attracted to women like that. I would have to give this woman everything that I have at my disposal. I would have to let her have like I let Lucy have. She had charge of my bank book. That's why to this date, I just have the house. That's all. And that barely hanging on, because it all went to her. Every paycheck. Did we ever argue? Oh, did we? Yes, we did. Did we ever strike each other? No, we didn't. Did we ever call either out of name? Like a bitch or a whore or a bastard or son of a bitch or asshole. Things like never, ever in my life have I spoke to this woman like that. Now, I've had a few feisty words with my daughters, because, you know, daughters growing up in that era takes a lot off of you. And I apologize if I've ever hurt them. I never intended to. But life is rough. I gotta tell you, today I gotta head out by cleaning materials, because I gotta clean my house. And I'm not gonna hire anybody to do it. I'm gonna do it myself. Yes. That's what I would have done back there. Man, oh man, oh man, oh man. Not a gray hair in my head. At that time, I had never had a headache in my entire life. There were no aspirins in the house for headaches, because I never had one. I didn't have a headache until I was 30-something. People would say, have you had a headache yet, man? And I said, what's that? If ever there was a pure body, you're looking at a picture of a pure black man. the only person at the time that this picture was taken that I ever had familiar contact sexually with is the woman standing next to me in that yellow and black. At that time, no other woman since that woman. Now, there it is. That, I think, lost and found. Because you see, we've lost that these days. But I found this picture. And looking at it brings vivid memories. I told the young man, no, you're not ready for marriage because you're not ready to lead. You're not ready to say to her today, we can sit down and have a conversation about what we'd like to get done, but mine is the final decision because I'm the one that is ultimately responsible for your happiness and the happiness of my daughters. I am the one. I have never moved from that principle. That's why I think a lot of people have never liked me. And I try to teach that to all the young men, gay and straight, if you want to call them that way, because I don't think I've ever really met a straight man, whatever that is. You know, we have all these titles that we put on people. I've had men who would swear to me that they are not gay and they would love to sleep in my bed with me. Not to have sex, but just to be near me. Friends, companions. You don't find men like that anymore. I'm the kind of man that would say, because I used to give retreats and a lot of the guys at the church, I want to sleep in the same little place that the pastor is in. No, you can't sleep in there. Why? And I just took a good look at me. It's a good looking guy. I was smart, well educated. The wife stood next to me proudly. We knew that both of our daughters would become graduates of UCLA at the time that I was holding her in my arm. I knew that she would be that as long as the world turns. You see, when you're a father, oh, and you heard my phone, right? They didn't have phones like that. As good as I had strapped to my waist was a beeper. I don't think they had cell phones at that time. Or at least they didn't have one that I was into. It's good to look at pictures, isn't it? It's good to go back. It's good to reminisce. And for those of you that are up in age like I am, I know who you are. Your name is Kenny. Kenny. Relish in the past. Relish in the present. Kenny, relish in the future. Ah, what a picture. Lost and found.